The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. And when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come among you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me. And whoever does not gather with me scatters." The Gospel of the Lord. In one of the CDs in the back of the church, which I've taken a great liking to recently, there's a man, the title of the CD is "From Gangster to Promised Land." This man was a gangster in England. He was part of a group that was similar to the mafia in Italy. And he did everything you can imagine, and probably worse. And he tells the story of two of his friends, also gangsters. One Sunday morning, they're walking down the street, and they had fallen away from their Catholic faith that they had as little children. And they're passing a Catholic church, and one of them says, "Yeah, hey, let's go in there. This will be fun." They go into the back of the church, and the priest is giving his homily. And so from the back, they start to heckle him, yelling out, even using profanity. The priest stops in the middle of his homily. He leaves the ambo, and he goes back to the back of the church where they're standing. The guys are a little surprised, but they don't stop. And he walks up to him, and he holds out his hand, and he says, "Jesus!" And they fall on the ground. And the men, they stand back up, and he says again, "Jesus!" And they fall on the ground again. And they are instantaneously converted. And they know the fullness of the faith. And those men now go around preaching the gospel. It's something similar to our Lord in the agony in the garden, when they come to take him prisoner, and he says, "Whom are you looking for?" And they say, "Jesus of Nazareth." And he says, "Yahweh." And they fall on the ground. This is the only passage which I could think of where our Lord so clearly defends who he is. There are other passages where he gives somewhat of an explanation, or at least leaves a question in people's minds. But normally he is the lamb going silently to the slaughter. On the cross, when they jeer at him, he doesn't say, "You want to know who I am?" When he's standing before the high priest, he does not defend himself, but he does hear why. Because there are times where our reputation can be attacked in such a way that it would be so destructive. And what are they attacking now? They're saying our Lord is doing the work of the evil one, the one whom he came to conquer. He came to take his spoils. And he speaks of the evil one in this way. He calls him a strong man, fully armed, guarding his palace. Now, what was in the evil one's possession? What did he offer our Lord at the beginning? All the kingdoms of the earth. And how is he armed? What leaves one in his possession? It is sin. When we sin, we do his work. And so our Lord came to take away the sins of the world.
so that we would not have to be in his possession any longer.
I remember my mom at the age of 40. She made her first confession in 23 years. And afterwards, months later, reflecting upon it, she says, "You know what? I was in the evil one's rule. I was under his dominion. I feel like he was in me. And I've been set free." May we allow our Lord to take us as his spoil often in that way. It's the reason for which he came.